The Masterclass Series Number 12. How to Shoot Illuminated Buildings. Equipment. EOS 5D Mark III. TSC 24mm F3.5L, Ministry of Culture and Science. EF 24-70mm F4L ISUSM, NYC Skyline. EF 24-70mm F2.8L USM, President's House and Baha'i Temple. EXIF. Shot number 1. The Ministry of Science and Culture, Warsaw, shot. ISO, 100, focal length, 24mm, aperture, f5.6, shutter speed, 5 seconds. Shot number 2. NYC Skyline shot. ISO, 2000, focal length, 26mm, aperture, f4, shutter speed, 1x20. Shot number 3. President's House shot. ISO, 100, focal length, 32mm, aperture, f7.1, shutter speed, 5 seconds. Shot number 4. Baha'i Temple shot. ISO, 3200, focal length, 25mm, aperture, f5, shutter speed, 1x13. Editing. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. We talked about shooting against the light last week. Let's look at another challenging scenario, shooting illuminated buildings. The story. During travels, now and then, we find cities celebrating. The cliché gesture is illuminating city icons. Capturing those celebratory moments is a great story for travel photographers and writers. Not just that. We know many city skylines for their aesthetic illumination, Shanghai and New York City, for instance. These two offer stunning photo ops. Shooting illuminated buildings challenge. There is no fixed pattern nor rules for illumination. At one place, we may find cool blue LEDs, while at another, traditional tungstens. The color temperatures of these lights differ. And, talking of skylines, they have mixed lighting. The challenge is shooting these elusive color temperatures as we see them. Unless we get it right, we lose the ambience created. An additional challenge is of ensuring sharp and crisp, non-blurry, images. The shots. Shooting illuminated buildings is all about meticulous shot planning and judicious editing. Let me outline the steps. First, you must find a vantage that offers an uncluttered view of the subject. You may need to recce the area beforehand. Shot number 1 and number 2. For shot number 1, I knew I needed the roundabout to provide a circular base for the cake with the tall, pointy, delectable pastry of a building, illuminated in soft pastels. For a convincing effect, I chose blue hour for the shoot. The light trails of vehicles going around the roundabout accord the desired circular base. I recce'd the entire stretch from Hotel Novotel to the front of the Ministry of Science and Culture building in Warsaw during the afternoon. The blue hour window available to make a nice shot was less than 15 minutes. After the recce, the window of my fourth floor Novotel room and the widest lens I had became the partners for the shot. To capture light trails, I mounted the camera on a tripod for a steady shot, and used the remote to eliminate any camera shake caused by pressing the trigger. Shot number 2 is another blue hour frame captured from the top of the Empire State Building. Iconic New York City, NYC, skyline is best viewed from an elevated vantage. Here, with no compulsion of slow shutter speed, a handheld shot with a pumped-up ISO worked. Shots number 3 and number 4. For shot number 3, I climbed atop the massive fountain near the President's House and worked my way through around it to catch its reflection. Don't ask how that was managed. With the camera on a tripod, I captured a few frames to select the frame that had a crisp reflection. That is only possible when there is no breeze-induced movement in the water. Shot number 4 needed a 17mm wide lens on a tripod mounted full frame camera to fit the massive lotus temple in the frame. To get the glow of the temple and to avoid burning out the moon, precise exposure was necessary. Summing up. In all the shots, at the editing stage, my top priority was to adjust the white balance, pro tip, shoot raw, and not JPG, to adjust the white balance during edit. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC has certain preset white balance settings: tungsten, fluorescent, daylight, cloudy, shadow. I shoot on the daylight setting. But in the edit, change it as needed to either tungsten, fluorescent, or even custom. So, let's keep the following caveats in mind when shooting illuminated buildings. Do a recce before shooting. Shoot in RAW format. Use an ultra-wide lens. Decide if a slow shutter speed is necessary. Either way, steady the camera by using a tripod, and use a remote or self-timer setting to avoid a camera shake when you press the trigger. Try these tips the next time you need to shoot an illuminated building or a lit-up cityscape. And see the frame sparkle. Busy now? Pin it for later.